Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. This is, somehow we've gotten disconnected, and Ada Marie is still disconnected. Hold on a second. Hello, you there? Hello. Hello. Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. We've had a little connection problem today. Somehow or other, we got disconnected. But ready to go. Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, answers listeners' question in channel with spirit. Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, is a born seer who was taught intuitive sight and herbal medicine from childhood by two conscious mediums, her grandmothers. She channels spirit wisdom in her work as healer, life coach, and spiritual counselor. And I'm going to welcome her now. Ada Marie, are you with us? It looks as if we've lost her again. That's very strange. Okay, I'll call her again. Well, perhaps the third time is the charm. Let's see if I can connect with Ada Marie. Ada Marie?
Yes.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Good.
I am here.
Okay. I think we're set now. Perhaps
okay.
The third time is the charm.
Right.
And I have already introduced you. And before
okay.
We got disconnected, we were disconnected from the show twice, which is a mystery.
Right.
Maybe your spirits can give us some suggestions.
Well, I just asked them what was going on, and I hadn't got an answer yet.
Hmm. Okay. Maybe it's just electronic.
Depends on if you have a lot of wind. We have a lot of wind here.
Oh, maybe
yeah.
That was it. Yeah.
Do you have a lot of wind there?
No. It doesn't matter nearly as much here in New York. But maybe that's why you were disconnected, but it doesn't...
Yeah, it's blowing hard, and it's, you know, it could any minute it'll do it again if it keeps on, if it is the wind doing it.
Okay. Well, while we're connected... what do you hear from spirit now, just recently?
Well, I haven't been talking with spirit the last today. I haven't, because I've been doing other work, but you know, usually when there is something to be said to be done with spirit, we have to wait until spirit is ready to speak to us. I mean, it isn't something I can just pull out of the ether, because I have to be respectful and put in my coordinates, which I did do while you were fixing the phone, to see if they had something to say or if I should even be on the phone, you know, let them say something to me, and nothing has been said yet.
Okay.
So I'm waiting, because it was odd. I mean, it happened twice. It hasn't. Usually, don't do that.
No, it certainly doesn't.
So
very
I'm waiting to see why. Mm-hmm. You know, if I can get an answer as to why it happened or what happened. I didn't try to call you because I figured I wouldn't be able to get on the line anyway. You know, because you'd probably be calling me back.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you're kind of on the mountain there, huh?
Yeah. And the wind is blowing very, very hard. I mean, the trees are laying right over. I'm praying that none of them fall on the house.
Okay.
When we get one of these storms, it's weather.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, already two trees are broken off.
Oh,
so, and my friend on the other side of town, one of the trees broke off and fell all the way across her patio.
All right.
We didn't have that yet.
Okay.
But that's a possibility when you have this heavy windstorm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not fun.
Arizona can do that, can't it?
Yeah, it does. It, you know... Because there's a lot of open space here, and we're right at the base of a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So when the wind comes, it usually goes all the way over us, or it comes right down on top of us.
I see.
I mean, we could be perfectly fine, and we're going along just fine, and all of a sudden we don't have any power. I mean, the poem quits running.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so a lot of things have been happening in the world around us. I am thrilled at what the teenagers are doing. The students from the school in Florida. They are. Hello, did I lose you? Oops, I think we lost Ada Marie once more. Oh my, this is crazy. What an unusual day. I will try once more. Hello? 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 Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Ah, there. Can you hear me? My goodness. I keep losing Ada Marie. She said the winds are blowing her telephone wire down.
Mary?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, because I was wondering, I don't know if you were talking directly to me or you were trying to get Ada Marie.
No, I was talking to you to see if I was still connected with the Blog Talk Radio.
She's
okay.
Still connected. It took a while earlier, but you're connected now.
I've dialed in already three times and connected with Ada Marie, and then she disappeared.
Yeah.
And she did you hear her speaking?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. So it looks as if it's not a good day for the Ada Marie show.
Oh,
I could try one more.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I missed it the past 2 weeks because I called a little later and I couldn't get through, remember?
Right. Right.
So I called in at 3:20 today.
Right. Well, just hang on. Let me see if I can call her, dial
right.
her again.
Come on, Ada.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. I lost her again.
Well, I thought I
Hello?
Just heard her.
Right, and then she disappeared again.
It must be the high winds in her area. It must be
Has
blowing around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not
well,
good.
No, it certainly isn't.
Was she called from a landline or a cell phone?
I don't know. I was conferencing her in.
Oh.
So it's very strange, but it just didn't, it somehow didn't work. So it was fine for a bit, but then I gather the wind is just playing havoc there. So let me see if there's anything that I can come up with. Anything that comes through for you or... No, it looks as if things are smoothing out for you. Some of the things that were causing you difficulty before have sort of evened out.
You're amazing. Because yesterday, last night, I had an extremely long day. And I laid down, you know, with Rachel, my dog, at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually turn the ringer off on my phone. And for some reason, I saw my phone light up, and I said, all right, let me see who this is, because I was still awake. And it came from a restricted number, which really, you know, made me curious, because nobody usually calls me from a restricted number, except maybe during the day a doctor's returning my call. So I was able to answer it in time. And the woman said, you know, asked for my name, and she rattled something else on, and I was like, excuse me, this is Candy. Who is this? And it happened to be the supervisor of the management company that manages my building. And, you know, it's a new company since last May.
Oh, right.
And first there was one guy managing two buildings, and he didn't know what in the hell he was doing, a young kid. Really nice kid, but just didn't know what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things were, like, being, you know, the building was getting dirty, repairs weren't getting done. Well, she called me. I had emailed the only person I know in the company, this woman, Anna, last Sunday, because something happened, and there's nobody to turn to, you know, to tell, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a repeated problem, because we have homeless people squatting in our stairwell. And I emailed Sunday, and I said, please, you know, the building used to be so safe before you people took it over. What are you doing about this problem? And I was going to call the owner. And then I said, you know, there's a new girl managing the building. She's a very young girl. But she seems to want to be proactive, which meanwhile, they never gave her a computer or a cell phone. And I was upset about that. So that was part of my email. And then I decided on Tuesday morning not to call the owner. And here yesterday evening at like 7:30 at night, I spent 40 minutes on the phone, and we discussed things, and she put my mind at ease that they will be coming more proactive now. We'll have our own on-site management. And you called it, Mary, yes. It put my mind at ease because this building was run very, like a tight ship for all the years that I lived here. And then they took over. It's been like haywire. I call it the forgotten building. You know, we haven't had a manager, we haven't had a maintenance man, we haven't had a repairman. So they're slowly on the ball. And having this woman call me, really, and she spoke to me. I love the way she spoke to me. We spoke about things. And I feel confident that the building is going to go back to being safe and well-kept. And, you know, things will be worked on. So, yes.
Great.
My mind at ease, yes.
So. Good.
That was
So the message that came through
down.
Is accurate. Good.
Yes, you're on the ball. And I was amazed
terrific.
Because the the phone down, and then, you know, it lit up, and I got to answer the phone call. So it put my mind at ease, and I had a pretty good night's sleep because of that phone call.
Marvelous. Yeah, well, it took them a little while to get settled in and to learn the ropes of the big building, you know.
And, you know, she's a real young girl. They hire very young people. But in a way, I admire that because at least these young people are willing to work. I love to see that, you know, because there's so many young people out there that don't want to work.
Uh-huh, right.
So, you know, I applaud them for that.
Okay, well, I'm glad I was able to give it to confirm your good news.
Thank you, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, well, since I can't seem to keep a good connection with Ada Marie, I think I might just as well end the session.
Is nobody else calling?
No, And that and that is strange. It's because this has never happened that we only had so few callers, you know.
Maybe it's just an off day.
It must be. Who knows? So. I think unless you want to ask a question, I don't know if I can answer you, but I will see.
I'm kind of blank right now.
Okay.
I'm so happy that I got to get in there today.
Okay. So the message that you needed already came through, right?
Yes. Thank you, Mary.
Okay. Sure. Okay, then I'll just say the wind is the winner this week. So I don't know. I really don't understand. I've never had problems where I'd lost contact with the Blog Talk Radio before. But, one second, we do have one.
Okay.
1 second. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Yes, this is Mary Blake, and Ada Marie is having a wind problem, I believe. We lost contact 3 times. So,
oh,
is there anything that you would like to ask of a spiritual healer?
So she's not going to be answering questions, or are you one?
I'm offering my services. If anything comes through, it will come through.
Thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You had a question?
Oh, okay, sure. I thought I was just waiting to see if something came through. I had some questions. If you can pick up anything, do you mediumship from the other side? Is that
yes? I do.
Are you Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you do you make contact with animals ever? Because I just lost two. My 2 dogs. And...
Oh, that's very, very interesting. Because I was just speaking with someone who has a four-legged friend, a roommate. So, was one of your dogs small and the other one larger?
Yes. I mean, yes, one was small, about half the size.
Okay, because that's exactly what I was getting. And it looks like the smaller one is taking the lead.
Okay.
Was it a female?
Yes, the smaller one was the female.
Because what I got is she's taking the lead, and her friend is following and is not quite as comfortable as the female, and she's very confident. My goodness, she's she's quite confident. She's very comfortable. She's so happy to be where she is because it seems as if a pain has ended.
Yes, she was young, but she was just a young dog at two.
Mm-hmm.
And the other dog is her father, actually, but he just crossed.
Uh-huh, I see, recently. Was she in pain?
Yes, she was. Well, we weren't really sure what happened. That's what I don't know if you can get anything.
Okay.
I mean, she ought to, something, maybe I shouldn't say anything, see if you.
Well, she's really glad that the pain is gone. And she's thrilled to be where she is. And she it looks as if she's leading the older dog.
Right, because she's very, she did. She was
sort
very bossy.
Sort of was confused at first.
Yeah, she's very bossy, but she crossed a little bit like 2 months earlier.
Uh-huh. Well, she's taken him under her wing, so to speak. And he is very slowly calming down. He was a little nervous. He didn't want to leave you.
Yeah, it seemed it was a. Well, yeah, it was. I mean, he left, but it was kind of a mistake on the doctor's part.
That happens. But it seems to be that it was all in the plan anyway. He was missing the little one very, very much so. He was really missing her.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that seems like that was true. Sorry, I just get a little emotional.
That's okay.
Yeah,
you can talk to them, you know.
Yeah,
they will hear you.
Yeah.
No, don't try. Just let it come out naturally, and just realize that they are fine. They're right. They're on their way to being in their perfect place. They're right now. She had waited for him. She knew he was coming.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Were you planning to sue the doctor?
No. I just was planning on trying to confront him, though. I wasn't going to sue. I mean,
okay.
I just, well, should I? Should I? I'm just not sure if I don't feel up to that.
No, it seems like you've got something you want to get off your chest, though.
Yeah, I've got to sort out with both of them. There was a mistake with her, and then there was a mistake with the doctor on him. But you know, I'm sorry,
yeah.
Somebody's calling. I just I'm wondering if you have any insight. A question that I had was with the little one, if what happened exactly? She actually, I mean, I don't mind telling you this, something happened with her after she took some medication, it was like it had a complete neurological reaction to it and never came back from that. And I'm not sure if it was the medication or if there was something else going on. I'm a little nervous about getting another dog if there's something in my house or if it was something someone did or, you know.
No, it seems as if I think the injection hit a nerve.
Okay.
Sometimes the nerve pathways are a little unusual in that can happen, but it was very painful. So she's much better off, and it was time for the older dog anyway. So
the older dog, I feel, you know, they shouldn't have given him the anesthesia they did. It was against, you know, he probably would have, he maybe could have lasted another year, but he did have something going on. He had a long life. I can accept that.
All I can say is what I'm getting is all is in divine order.
Sure. I just don't want to repeat what happened to her. Is there anything I need to do in my house, or was there anything you think it was from the medication?
Nothing, no, it wasn't. Didn't have anything to do with your house.
Okay.
Okay.
And it wasn't something something else going on that I wasn't aware of.
Okay. No, it was. I'm sorry, but it was not a. It was. Stardust is saying some things take a peculiar way of going right. They start out looking like a disaster. So there's something coming up for you this will turn out to be a blessing. You'll know that they are okay, they're taken care of, and they're happy, and they're not in pain.
Yeah.
And all what you have to do is to deal with the hole in your life that they left. So get busy and do some things to keep you occupied, okay?
Yeah, I am. I just you know, I'm trying to deal with it.
I'm
just so sad. Thank you. Do you see either of them coming back? Do you feel like any research or?
Not yet. Maybe in a year.
Okay.
Okay.
In some time.
I hope that is a good enough answer for you.
No, that's fine. I just I wasn't ready to have them come right away.
Anyway, sure.
Just was wondering. All right. Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
All I can say is grow into it. You will come out the other end stronger.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a shock. But thank you.
Sure. Okay. It really it can completely throw you for a loop. But they are with you. The spirits, their spirits are very active and loving, and you can talk with them and communicate.
Okay. I will be more conscious of doing that. I've been a little better lately, just, you know, acknowledging that when I feel their presence and trying to, you know.
Good. Okay.
Share their love. You know,
because they are concerned about you.
Thank you.
Everything is perfect for them, but they're concerned. Yes. They're concerned about you. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I know they're okay.
Yeah. Well.
What was your name? I'm sorry, I didn't even get your name.
My name is Mary Blake. I'm a spiritual healer, and I take people into other lifetimes. I call it multi-life therapy. So we work with
Mary,
karma.
Where are you located?
I'm in New York City.
Oh, okay. Do you have a web? Is it on the radio station, the web, or show, where?
Actually, my website is under construction. I've been so busy with the second edition of my book that I haven't gotten around to the website.
Okay. What is your book?
The book is called Journals of a Healer. And it's available on Amazon, but the website eventually will be called Bye Bye Karma, which is what I do. I work with spirit to release
clear
karma.
We rewrite
history. Working with other incarnations and erase the karma. So there you go.
And your contact information is with your book and everything?
You can reach me at the email is tmbnetwork@twc.com. TMB for the Mary Blake website network. TMB
network.
Mary Blake. TMB.
Okay. Network
at,
and then it's at.
At twc.com. It's Time Warner Cable.com. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And my phone number is 212-724-4081.
Okay. And this is not your radio show. You're hosting it?
Yeah, I'm the producer and host, yes. So Ada Marie is called the Golden Oracle, and she has been working as a seer most of her life, and working as healer, life coach, and spiritual counselor for more than 40 years. Unfortunately, we couldn't keep a connection with her today. We tried three times, and the wind just knocked her telephone service out.
It happens.
So can,
she's in, I saw that with Tucson. My mom's there, so I know that it gets knocked out all the time.
Yeah, right. So can you see the information in the studio or not?
Yes, I could see on the computer. I had a hard time getting it connecting to it right away, and then it connected. You know, and
I lost connection with the Blog Talk network twice, and with Ada Marie three times. So I guess there's a tremendous amount of energy going on, and at least I was there for you.
Yes, I appreciate it.
Maybe that's what had to happen today. Now, you see, what is your name?
Mary. My name is Mary.
So Mutt.
Yeah, Schaefer.
So we had a Mary to Mary conference, and then Candy and her roommate Rachel are still on the line. So I know that she's sending as much love and energy as she possibly can to you, Mary.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll take all I can
get.
And hopefully get some back of it.
Yeah. So we'll just pass it on to more people who need you. Okay.
Yeah. Trying to do that too. I will do it. I guess I won't say try.
Yeah, you're
okay.
You're going to be fine. It'll take a couple of months, and you know there are good days and bad days.
Yeah,
but but your little one and your big one are still doing fine. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And they definitely have not forgotten you, and they are really concerned about you. So you have to take good care of yourself.
Okay. I am. I just, you know, when I talk about it, it's just kind of, oh.
Of course.
It's difficult. Yeah.
Sure.
It's difficult, you know.
Okay, you take it easy, okay?
All right, thank you. I'll look forward to seeing what your book is like.
Love and light, and we'll be here next week. So.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. I think okay. Thank you for your energy. I know that you were sending love and energy to that lady who just lost two of her. Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Okay. I think we need to wrap this up. Exactly what happened, what needed to happen, happened. So we can give thanks for the miracle that happened today, and that's it. Thank you for your energy, and thank you for sending your caring to that lovely lady.
Of course. And I'll continue
and
to
we'll
do.
See you next week.
Okay, Mary. Bye-bye.
Bye. Love and light.